Welcome to the Grinders Ugly Podcast. I am your humble, gracious, loving host, Kyle Allen. This is year five of the Grinders Ugly Podcast. And just so we're clear, every Monday you will have a fresh episode come hell or high water, 7 weeks, 365 days, 24/7. You will have a podcast every Monday, period. There will be a Grinders Ugly Podcast. We're going consistent. We're not missing a Monday. Every Monday, the start of your week, you will have a podcast from the Grinders Ugly, and you will have one from your host, Kyle Allen. This year, we're going to be more clear, more concise, and I'm going to give my opinion, and I'm going to give my thoughts on everything. Not just from working out, the grind, all that type of stuff, but life, family, relationships, my new dog. I have a new puppy, Mello, family dog, Mello. He's fantastic. He's a golden doodle. He's a puppy. And I love him. And he's just a beautiful, beautiful addition to my life. Obviously, last year, I've spoken about it a million times, and we're not going to go back into it, but last year was the hardest year of my life. It's not something that's debatable. It's not something that I can even, there was a bunch of nonsense, in so many ways, so many shapes and forms. I realized that, quite frankly, that over the course of my life, I built a lot of ghost relationships, and some of you need to get rid, this is the day. Whenever you listen to this podcast, it's the day for you to get rid of ghost relationships. And what I mean by that is when it's time for you to need them, they're ghost. It's a ghost relationship. It's a simple ghost relationship. It is not something that is you can touch with your hands. Casper can go through walls. Casper can go through the floor. He can go through the ceiling. Those are a lot of the relationships we have. If we're honest with ourselves, we really only have solid relationships with up to 10 people, max. Outside of that, you're pushing it. Be honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Outside of that, you're pushing it and you know it. And I realized that. And going forward in this year, this beautiful fresh pack of a year, like fresh gum, fresh pack of M&Ms, those relationships are in the past. And I'm thankful for them and I honor them and I cherish them for what they were. A great past. Simple. But it won't be moving forward in the future. If I didn't hear from you last year, I'm not rekindling this year. It's a wrap. That part of my life is gone. It just is what it is. So many times, guys, you want to answer ignorance with ignorance. You want to answer foolishness with foolishness. But one thing I learned last year is, regardless of the spin, the narrative, the thought, the rumors, rumor has it, hasn't never done anyone any good. Someone coming to you, telling you what the rumor is, more than likely, it ain't gonna do you no good, and that person's a clown, right? Let's keep it real. In this year, 2024, which I'm not gonna lie to you, and it's gonna be a year of, I don't know what your year is gonna be, because I don't know every one of you individually, and you don't know me. I know what I plan for my year. But I'm not going to lie to you and tell you you're going to have the best year of your life if you're going to continue that nonsense from last year. And I'm going to give you a minute and a half of a tongue lashing. Some of y'all are gossipy, ignorant, foul, can't keep a job, won't start a career, won't get into college, won't start a trade, won't leave your brother alone, won't leave your sister alone. You've been cheating for 50 years and you won't change. But you expect the world to change for you. It's not going to happen. So in 2024, if you carry on the same processes, thoughts, food, nutrition, drinking, smoking, if you carry that on to this year, and I'm not judging for what you do, I can care less. What I'm saying is we all know the things we need to change. We do. Forget our friends, our homies, our girlfriends, blah, blah, blah. We know the things we need to change. If you ain't gonna change them, just shut up. Let's switch gears. Men and women relationships. There is clearly an issue right now, it is a race war, a culture war, a gender war, whatever you want to call it. And I can't speak for no other. I'll speak for my people. In the black community, there is legitimately some real beef between the black woman and the black man. There just is. You get on Instagram, they're having the most ignorant cover. Who eats first, the kids or the king? Well, my king can't take me to cheesecake. Some of y'all can't even afford Cheesecake Factory. And that's how I know y'all ain't ever been there. Some of y'all can't afford that. You can barely afford Applebee's. You should be lucky that you're getting taken to Cheesecake. Man, women, they, them, we're all-inclusive podcast. We always will be. LGBTQIA, Z and D, and A and C. Some of y'all can't afford McDonald's, but are online talking about you won't get taken to Cheesecake, when Cheesecake might be the most fancy place you've been at. You can't even afford the Cheesecake. Talking about some, he better not take me to Cheesecake. I'll be honest, and I'll say what nobody else wants to say. I'm not going to ever take anyone on a date to an expensive restaurant if I don't see the value. And the value means I don't really like you and you don't really like me. My first date, we ain't going to Ruth Chris, baby. We're not going to Morton's. We're not. Unless I really like you. And that's the same for a girl. But for some of y'all, I will never go to Cheesecake. I'll never go to Apple. You can't afford it. And a lot of times we judge and we talk about things we can't do and can't afford. It's easy to talk about how you would never buy that car. You can't afford it. If you could afford it, that car might be something you might want to buy. Let's keep it real. We judge what we can't do. Man, he looks really good. But that but comes from you don't look that good in your mind. Now you have to come up with a reason why he looks better than you in your mind. Let's just keep things real here, please. Let's just keep things real. Let's just keep them real. This is going to be the year that you want if you want it to be the year you want. It will be the same as last year if you want that. The beauty of life, the beauty of God is the freedom. Free choice, free will. That is the beauty of life, is that we have the freedom to wake up one day and go, you know what? I will brush my teeth every day, because some of y'all's breath is so nasty that you don't brush your teeth every day. You will not see a dentist. You will not do it. You'll drink 6 bottles of Hennessy, but will not go see your dentist. I used to be a dentist dodger too. Let me not lie to y'all. I dodged a dentist for years. And one dentist told me, Dr. Federer, I think his name was. He said, if you don't start taking care of your teeth, this is when I was in high school. If you don't start taking care of your teeth, you won't have teeth by the time you're 40. I never forgot that. Never forgot that. So moral of this story is happy freaking new year. I wish y'all green. If you sports bet, in the words of my partner Watch, that's his phrase. I wish you green. He doesn't sports bet. Neither do I. But I'm just saying that's a phrase that if we did, that's what we would come up with. Second of all, my people, enjoy your life this year, because it can end every day, any day, any minute, and any hour. Enjoy your life this year. And don't, for the love of God, stop hating. Some of y'all have been hating for so long. You don't. What's the line in Kanye West's song? N-words talk about me so much in the barbershop, they forget to get their hair cut. Some of y'all need a haircut. Stop talking about people and get your hair cut. You've been in the barbershop all day, and all you've done is hate while your life is in shambles. I just got to keep it one. We gonna turn it up this year, because I ain't got no chains on me. We're keeping it real. Some of y'all's lives are in shambles, but you won't eat a cheesecake. Some of y'all's life are in shambles, But you worried about what Bishop Bala did, what your brother did.
What about what you don't do? He did something. At least he did something. You ain't, you stoop kid. You won't get, if you ever watch Hey Arnold, you won't get off the stoop. You have a fable about you. Oh man, you know, this person doesn't. But we only believe that because you ain't ever shown yourself. Some of y'all are living in a guise of what you were. You ain't did nothing in years. In years. In years. And you're living off of what you were in the moment. I challenge you this year to recreate, renew, refresh, restore. Because you are worth it. You are worth a new life. You're worth a new relationship. You are worth it. More life, more love, more success, more quietness, and more peace in 2024. Thank you for listening to Grinders Ugly Podcast, coming to you every Monday. Every Monday, you will get a podcast. Download it, share it, and like it. The Grinders Ugly Podcast, I am your humble host and your gracious and beautiful and loving host, Kyle Allen. And this is the Grind is Ugly Podcast.